Greyhound racing has been on its last legs for decades. It's hanging on in Florida, but David Begno found that even there, the hounds could be nearing the end of their run.
Peter Sires has been taking his daughter and his grandchildren to the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound Racing track for 20 years. On this day, the grandstands were nearly empty.
I've seen a big decline in the attendance of there. I remember the crowds really cheering.
Only 19 dog tracks remain in the U.S. 12 of them are in Florida. Isidore Havanick owns two of them.
To have 50 people come to a business that seats thousands, it's like going to a Dolphins game in December. It's an empty building.
Havanick says he loses $5 million a year running these races, but he says he has to in order to keep his more profitable poker business open. Florida law mandates it.
We have to run 90% of the amount of racing we ran in 1996 in order to keep our poker room open.
How many races do you have to run a year?
Thousands of dog races.
Havanick supports decoupling the two businesses so he can run his poker rooms without racing the dogs. Kerry Thiel is executive director of Grey 2K, an organization working to protect greyhounds.
Greyhound racing is cruel and inhumane. These dogs live in small cages for about 22 hours a day. The cages are barely large enough for the dogs to stand up or turn around.
If they don't want to run live greyhound racing, they could stop today. Stop today. Turn in your permit.
Jack Corey lobbies for the greyhound industry. He insists the dogs are well cared for. He blames the audience decline on the track owners.
Live greyhound racing is alive and well if the tracks wanted to promote it, if the tracks wanted to modernize it. Mr. Thiel and the animal rights groups and the greyhound tracks all want to become slot casinos.
Trying to do just that.
Here at